What's going on, everybody? Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. It is Reverend Lyle Lewis, a.k.a. Sean Lou, coming at you one more time. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Pain Fighters podcast yet one more time. Hey, as you guys know, I'm Reverend Lyle Lewis. I am a minister at the Word Evangelistic Church, where the pastor is Prophet Willie C. Townsend. That's right. I am not the pastor. I am a minister that presides under my pastor at the Word Evangelistic Church, where the pastor is Prophet Willie C. Townsend. The co-pastor is Prophetess Denise Townsend. If you guys are in the Chicagoland area at any given point in time, please pop on by to the church. We'd love to have you. We'd love to see you come in for a visit. Just come in and say, hey, Pastor. Hey, Prophet Townsend, what's going on? You know, and hey, we'll just say, hey, what's going on? Now sit down and listen, and, you know, it'll be all good, you know? So, as I told you guys last week, we are going to be doing The Great Fall Away Part 2. For those of you that do watch me on YouTube, this message is not on YouTube. This one is just on the podcast. I just change it up a little bit, you know, either way, you know. But by all means, you know, all the other messages, I got plenty of other messages. You know, what you get on YouTube, you'll get on the podcast. There are some messages where I kind of like cut it off on the podcast and finished it on YouTube, or, you know, whatever, you know, change it up a little bit, but, you know, whatever, it's all good. You know, just love to preach the word and love to have you guys listen to the word and know that, you know, somebody out there is hearing the truth of the word of God, the way that these pastors are not preaching it in these other churches. All right. So without further ado, The Great Fall Away Part 2. Now, in the book of 2 Thessalonians, that's our main scripture that we're going by. Let me go ahead and turn to that. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, there we go. Nope, that's Timothy. 2 Thessalonians, 2 chapters, verses 1 through 3, and it says, "Now we beseech ye, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto them, that ye be not so, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, for as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Now, what does he mean by the son of perdition? That means the Antichrist, the man Antichrist. The man Antichrist is coming. That's the son of perdition. Now, you got to understand that the way that this great fall away is going to happen, it's going to happen in a way where man is not watching. See, this is the reason why Satan is going to come and have the great fall away, because you have it where there are a lot of churches nowadays. There are a lot of people nowadays. They're not watching properly, so that then this way they can make sure that they're keeping an eye on Satan and how he operates. How do we keep an eye on Satan and how he operates? Well, first and foremost, we have to keep an eye on ourselves, how we act, how we operate, how we're obedient to the word of God, how we're living the word of God, how the word of God is being preached unto us. See, all these things matter. See, a lot of times you get it where people don't understand how much these things matter until they stand before God in judgment and God judges them for these things. But by that time, it's too late. It's too late to try to correct yourself when you're standing before God. It's too late to ask for forgiveness of your sins when you're standing before God. There's no time for that. Now it's time for judgment. But when you were on earth, when the people that died, when they were on earth and the word of God went forth and they ignored it, when the word of God went forth and they didn't change, when the word of God went forth and they thought that the message was for somebody else and not for them, that was the time. But like the Bible tells us, the devil comes and steals the word away from us in many different ways. Why? Because if you don't have the word embedded in you, then there's no way that you can let the word of God pour out of you. What do I mean? The Bible said it's not what comes up out of a man that defiles man, but what goes in. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not what goes in a man that defiles man, but what comes up out of a man that defiles man. For out of a man proceeds evil works and adulteries and fornications and things like that. What does it mean? Okay, like the Bible tells us, if the tree is holy, if the roots are holy, the tree is holy. If the tree is holy, the branches are holy. So you got to understand, the word of God has to go in your mind, your heart, your spirit, so that then this way it can root things out. It can help move things around. It can get things established in you in the way of God, so that then this way your outer appearance is an appearance of righteousness, holiness, obedience, performing of the word of God, doers of the word, not just hearers only. when you go around people, you don't act the way they act. You don't talk the way they talk. You don't do the things that they do. Why? Because you have put on Christ. But you get it where a lot of churches are not teaching this. And why? Look here. The great fall is referring to how the church will fall away from God. You could see it today how pastors are not preaching the word of God. And if the pastors are not preaching the word of God to an individual, they're not going to look at themselves. This is what the word of God is for. The word of God is for correction. Correction of who? The individual that is saved. The individual that is coming to God. If you are not an individual that is hearing the word of God, then there's no way that you can correct yourself. See, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Within faith, this is the reason why the Bible tells you, and I've got it in my series, go back and listen to it, how you add faith to faith. You got to add faith and patience and virtue and temperance. What are these things? These means that these are things of growth, but it first starts by hearing. And like the Bible says, how can one hear except he be taught? How can one teach except he be sent? You need to hear from a man of God, a man that is tied to God. Like I said, I will keep beating this horse until it dies. You have to hear from a true man of God. That is so important. Why is that so important? Because that is the only way that the word of God can really get to you, to get in you, to reveal things about you that you need to change in God. See, what happens is you go to a lot of these churches and they preach these weird humdrum off the wall messages, and the people go home feeling great and fantastic and everything else like that. But the people aren't getting the word of God. They're not getting saved. They're not getting delivered. Why? There's nothing being preached to them in the way of deliverance. There's nothing being preached to them in the way of salvation. There's nothing being preached to them in the way of growth. There's nothing being preached to them in the way of righteousness, holiness, or anything like that. No, they're just having Bible stories preached to them. No, they're just being told testimonies. No, they're just hearing the choir sing. No, they're just being told, give all your money to the church, because then that shows how much you love God. But when the individual dies and they stand before God, they go before God thinking that the donations and the singing in the choir and the listening to the choir is what's going to get them in. They're going to think that their attendance and having been at the church all those years is what's going to get them in. They're going to think that the good works of passing out food baskets or doing the bake sales in the church alone, notice what I said, alone, is going to get them in. And when God shuts the door to them and says, depart from me, they're going to say, didn't we prophesy? Didn't we cast demons? Didn't we do this? Didn't we have bake sales? They're going to name all these different kinds of work. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Where did the iniquity come from? I didn't know nothing about iniquity. Why didn't they know anything about iniquity? See, when the Bible said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, these were also individuals who had slipped back or never really got saved and never knew really anything about iniquity because it's not being taught in the churches. See, you got it where a lot of, see, there's going to be a lot of reasons why God is going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Some of it's going to be because the people weren't properly taught. Others is going to be because they backslid. Others is going to be because they just completely gave up. Others is going to be because the word of God was going forth telling them, come out of this, and they didn't do it. You're going to have multiple reasons why that term workers of iniquity is going to be placed on an individual. Your job as an individual, as a person that's saved, is to make sure that that does not reach you. That term does not refer to you. And how do you make it to where that term does not refer to you? By being obedient to the word of God. Otherwise, when this fall away happens, and it's happening even today, you will wind up being a part of it. Why? Because Satan will be able to easily come in and deceive you. Look at a lot of these churches. Look at how deceived they are. Look at how it is. The pastors are more greedy for money than for individuals to follow him. See, they want people to follow him, but they want them to follow him for the wrong reason. See, they don't want people to follow them to get saved. See, notice when Christ was preaching to the people, He even kind of got on them like, you guys aren't coming after me to hear the word. You're here coming after me because you want to be fed naturally. You know what I'm saying? But notice what he did before he fed them naturally. He gave them the word. Christ was not having people follow him. Now, mind you, he didn't ask the people to follow him. They followed him on his own. The only people that Christ really asked to follow him was his disciples. But the people naturally followed because they knew he was the Christ. And you had it where the people were following him for the miracles, for the food. But also, when Christ saw this, he taught them. Like he said, he had compassion on them, having seen the people as a flock without a shepherd. He saw them and said, I'm going to preach the word to these people. He gave them the word of God. He gave them the truth. He taught them salvation. He wanted the people to follow him for the right reason, which is the spiritual portion. Like he told the devil, he said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. What does it mean? Meaning, yes, you need the natural food, which is what he was telling the people. You're following me for the natural food that's going to pass through the draft. You need to follow me for the spiritual food. The spiritual food that will turn you to godliness. The spiritual food that will get you into heaven. The spiritual food that will connect you with God. But see, you got to where a lot of these people, they're not following God for those reasons. And if you're not following God for the right reason, then you're not following God at all. See, God, first and foremost, wants you to follow him for salvation. The only way you could do that is through and by his word. But see, when the word of God is being removed from these churches. Now, see, on the last message, I more or less focus on the individuals and the homes. Excuse me, the individuals and the homes, and how Satan is weakening the homes, the structures of the home, the marriage, the husband, the wife, the father, the mother, the man in the home, the woman in the home, all those kind of things. You can see that, you know, look at how folks are confused and wicked and whatnot. Now I'm going to more or less focus on the church. These churches are allowing everything in them now. And you see, don't get me wrong. The Bible tells the sinners, you come to God as you are. You know what I'm saying? Okay, fine. Dress code, whatever. If whatever. You come to church as you are. Okay? It is what it is. You know, you come in a skimpy, slinky club dress. We'll give you a choir robe and tell you have a seat. We're happy just to have that you're here. You know what I'm saying? But see, when you come as you are, the Bible said, come as you are. It didn't say stay as you are. It said, come as you are. And it also gave you instructions to hear the word. The day you hear my word, harden not your heart. And all these other kinds of things. And today is the acceptable time. Now is the acceptable time. Come unto me, all ye. You hear what I'm saying? The Bible gave you instructions of what to do when you come as you are. But see, again, if the churches aren't compelling the people to come, or if they're compelling them to come for the wrong reason, then the people either don't come or they come in a deceived way. And when they either don't come or come in a deceived way, they both wind up in the same spot in God's judgment, winding up going to hell. They both wind up in the same spot, somehow, some way tied up in this great fall away. But see, when an individual stands for holiness, stands for righteousness, preaches the word of God, and he starts preaching to the people. See, the people don't know the difference of what true holiness and righteousness, what the word of God truly is, as apart from what this other stuff is, because they never really heard it. And why didn't they hear it? Because they weren't taught by somebody that was sent by God. They weren't taught by somebody who is tied in to the Spirit of God, who can reveal your mind, reveal your heart, reveal the inner thoughts, reveal your feelings, can reveal the things that you've gone through, and can break it down as to why you're doing it, why you did it, why you're going through it. See, that is the reason why a lot of people, they turn toward God. They're like, man, I never knew that. I never saw it that way. How do you know that this was me? Because God knows man. God knows man. That's why I say you need to get in contact with an individual that is tied into the Spirit of God, so that the Spirit of God can deal with that pastor, deal with that minister, to talk to your inner man, to talk to your heart, to talk to your spirit, to talk to your mind, and tell you, I see you. I know you. Come out of those things. That's how the Spirit of God compels you. It deals with the inner man. And that's what Satan is taking out of these churches. When he takes the teachings out, he's taking out that inner man teaching that gets it to where it can reach on the inside of an individual and draw them to God, revealing to them things that are not right. You got a lot of people in these churches think that a lot of things are okay. They think fornication is okay. They think that drinking and smoking is okay. Why? Because the pastor isn't preaching against it. Sometimes in some of these churches, the pastor is drinking and smoking right next to the members. So if you have it where this is not being revealed, then how do the people come into the knowledge? Don't get me wrong, the people should be studying for themselves. But at the same time, you should still have somebody that leads you spiritually speaking. But again, with these pastors being more greedy for money than for proper membership, when they're more greedy for more people coming into church so they can get a bigger bankroll in the tithes and offering bucket, as opposed to having more people come in so that the word of God can be preached and the people can get saved, so that heaven can get more individuals in than hell. So, with the great fallaway coming, it's going to make it to where it just slides right in. Like I said, you're going to have it where Satan is doing it in a way where the people are not going to be watching. See, if most people are going to watch if they're told not to watch. You get what I'm saying? Why do we lock our doors at night? Because that's what we were taught when we were kids. Before you go to bed, you lock your doors to keep people from breaking into your house. Because if you leave your door open, somebody might just walk in and do God knows what. Why are we taught to stop at a red light? Why do we stop at red lights? Because that's what we were taught. Hey, red means stop. You stop at a red light, let other traffic, let pedestrians walk by so that you don't get hit, you don't hit other people, so that there can be some kind of order as to how people drive on the streets. This is the same concept when it comes down to the word of God. If you're not taught to be watchful, then you're not going to watch. If you're not taught to be mindful of Satan and his tricks and his lies, you're not going to watch for them. You're not going to pay attention to them. See, you got to where the people are professing salvation, but living any kind of way, because the people don't want the truth. And they would much rather be religious than saved. Why? Well, you got some people, like I said, they're not being taught. But you got others that are being taught, but they want the easy way. See, this is the reason why Jesus Christ had made that illustration. He said, broad is the way, wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction, and many go therein. Why? That's the easy way to go. See, that's how the great follower is like a cheesy, sleazy salesman. He's like, oh yeah, you know, he's telling you all the good stuff. He's telling you all the stuff that's convenient. He's telling you all the things that work for your flesh. You get what I'm saying? You get that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've all seen on TV how, you know, how television portrays the sleazy car salesman, how he's only, you know, only thing he's doing is forever telling you all these great things about this vehicle so he can sell you this lemon, and then the next thing you know, you drive it off the lot and it breaks down the moment it leaves the lot. Why do we not understand that that's the same way that Satan operates? When Satan comes, and even he does that in churches where holiness is being preached, he does it in the church that I attend. Satan comes in and he lies to the people. He deceives the people. He's telling people that are saved and telling people that are not saved, oh, you can do this and you can do that. Oh, don't worry about that. Hey, God loves you and this and that, that and this. Deceiving the people and lying to them so that then this way, when God calls for them, they can be claimed as his. You have some people that are believing his lies and being deceived by his lies. And you got others that Satan ain't even got to lie to. He's just like, whatever. They don't care. They don't care. They don't want salvation. They just want the church atmosphere. They don't want salvation. They just want to just continue to come to the church because they got family in the church. All due respect, screw the family members, because when you die, you're going to be the one that's standing before God. Mom's not going to be there. Dad's not going to be there. Grandma, aunt, uncle, cousins. It's going to be you and God. And God is going to be going according to the record you left behind. You can't stand before God trying to get into heaven off of somebody else's prayers, off of somebody else's works. What does that, any of that have to do with the great fall away? The great fall away, don't get me wrong, the great fall away is not just an event that's going to happen in the world. The great fall away is also happening as the people are dying and going to stand before God in judgment. You have it where there's a lot of people who came to God and they got saved, but for whatever reason, backslid, fell away, however it is you want to put it, now they're no longer attached to God. Now they're no longer close to God like they used to be. And now, because they're no longer close to God, when they go stand before God, they're going to God looking for a reward. They're going to God standing before God thinking that he's going to open up the gates. And then he says, I never knew you. Depart from me. He's got Satan come to claim him. He's slamming the door in their face. And they're looking like, why? Because you allowed yourself to believe lies. You allowed yourself to believe things that were contrary to what you were taught from the Word of God. Listening to the Word of God. The Bible said, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Why is that important? Because if you're not listening to what the Word of God is telling you, then you are not going to receive it. And if you can't receive it, if you don't receive it for whatever reason, then you can't live it. And if you don't live it, then you don't have the record. And if you don't have the record, then when you stand before God, you got nothing to show. Just like the individual that went and buried his talent. He had, God gave him a talent. And he went and took it. While God was doing whatever he was doing while he was gone, he took the talent, buried it. And then when God came back and said, I need to give an account, I need you to give an account of what I gave you, he said, oh yeah, I took it and buried it. But what did God call that servant? He said, thou wicked and slothful servant. He didn't give that servant a reward. He gave number one and number two a reward. But servant number three, he didn't give him a reward. Why? Because the individual didn't put in any work. Why? Because the individual was not obedient to what the Word of God, what God told him to do. That is another thing. Obedience to the Word of God. Obedience is going to be a big factor. Why? Because like the Bible says, obedience is better than sacrifice. So you got to where a lot of people are there. They come to church and they think, I give big tithes and offering. I give big tithes. I support the church. I do this. I do that. I do. But on the outside of the church, they live in any kind of way. It's not just the donations. The donations will help, but it will only help after you have had, you got true salvation locked in. But this is how Satan is going to come in with that great fall away. This is the reason why you got a lot of churches now that you have it where, man, they are giving out food baskets and clothes and they're feeding the hungry and they're doing all, and they should. That's beautiful. That's what they should do. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's not, there's nothing wrong with that. But where's the salvation at? Where's the Word of God being preached to these people? Where is it the opportunity of inviting Christ into these people's lives? Where is that? It's all good if you're going to do food baskets, drives, you know, this and that, toy drives, gun drives, whatever. You want to do that stuff? Fine. Knock your socks off. Make sure the Word of God is somewhere entangled in there. And make sure it's the truth of the Word of God. Not just that you just read a scripture from the Bible and say, there goes the truth of the Word of God. No. Go into the people's lives and tell them, don't just open your pocketbook, open your heart. Don't just open your purse, open your mind. Don't just open your wallet, open your spirit to God and to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God. See, everybody's got the wrong thing open. They got the purse, the pocket, the wallet. They got all that open. What about your heart? What about your mind? What about your spirit? Those things are closed and locked up tight. No. Before you open that purse, before you open that pocketbook, before you open that wallet, open up your heart and your mind to God. Open up your heart and your mind to Christ. Why? That'll get you in before that pocketbook does. That'll get you in before that wallet does. Why? Because God does not care about the natural. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you don't give. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is make sure you have opened up to the right thing. Make sure that before you give, you receive. Make sure that you receive God, the Word of God, salvation, holiness, righteousness, the truth of the Word of God. Make sure you receive it so that then this way you can live it. And then when you open that pocketbook, it stands for something now. Then when you open that pocketbook, those are works that you can carry over when you stand before God. You can't take the money with you, but if you have true salvation and you have salvation that you have grown in and you didn't allow Satan to deceive you and pull you away in this great fall away, when you stand before God, then you ain't got to tell God nothing. He'll tell you how much you donated to the church. He'll tell you the good, great works that you did. He'll tell you how he likes how you did the toy drives and the this and the that. He will tell you. Why? Because first and foremost, he's going to look for the salvation. This is the reason why you got to wear a lot of people said, didn't we do a lot of mighty works? See, you have it where you got some that said, didn't we prophesy and cast out devils? But you got to wear others are going to say, didn't we do mighty works in your name? What are these mighty works? Big donations. What are these mighty works? Food drives. What are these mighty works? We put on plays for the, you know what I'm saying? These are the mighty works. That's all well and good. But again, without salvation, what's the point? If you're going to do a food drive and you're not giving the people the word of God, you might as well just say we're just good people handing out food. Don't you know what I'm saying? You might as well go out there with Blue Cross and Red Cross. You might as well go overseas and help the poor over there. You might as well do what if you're going to do this, you want it to stand for something. Especially those of us that are in church doing this. All right? We're living in the time of the great fall away, and once the great fall away happens, once that complete, we know that, you know, the second coming of Christ is coming, right? That's like, you know, the rapture or whatever the case may be. But regardless of what it is, be it the rapture, be it the second coming where Christ, you know, the second resurrection or whatever the case may be, you want to make sure that you're ready. How do you make sure you're ready? Because if you're not ready, there is no Lord have mercy on me then. So how do you make sure that you're ready? Because once it's time, it's time. So how do you make sure that you're ready? One, acceptance of the word of God. Two, salvation. Three, obedience to the word of God. Look at how the people in sin are leading churches. Look at how you have it where so many of these churches are being led by individuals who may as well be called sinners. How can they teach people? How can they lead people? See, this is the reason why the churches will become weak, because back in the day, you had pastors who were truly tied into God and the Spirit of God, pastors who truly were concerned about the people's souls and the people's spirit and the people following God. But as time went on, as the generations became more and more wicked, the word of God started getting watered down in a lot of these churches. Now you got to where the churches will accept anything. You got to where the churches, they're not, hell, you got some churches, they're not even preaching. It's just that you come to church and again, it's just choir music and offerings and announcements and events and everybody go home after communion. You know, maybe a chicken dinner after, you know, you give, you know, the final dismissing prayer or whatever the case may be. And then yeah, that's it. And then it's like, you know, people are going home and, oh yeah, we had a good service today. What service? Where was the word of God preached? And then you wonder how Satan's going to come in and deceive the people. He's going to come in and deceive the people because you don't know nothing. And if you don't know anything, then it's easy to tell you anything. See, you got to understand. There's a lot that's not teaching in these churches. One, A lot of reasons why this teaching is not going forward. Because like I said, that spirit is here. While it may not necessarily be, the event may not necessarily be in full swing, the spirit is here. So therefore, it's like it's happening, but it may not have either completed or it may not be at its peak. But it is happening right now. Why is it happening? It's happening so that Satan can keep people from being saved. How can he keep people from being saved? By not giving them the truth, the knowledge, and the understanding of the Word of God. See, you got to where a lot of churches are preaching from the Bible. Notice what I said, they're preaching from the Bible. I didn't say they were preaching the Word of God. What's the difference? Preaching from the Bible is preaching a Bible story. Preaching from the Word of God is just giving you a scripture. Preaching from the Bible is something that it's not going to affect your inner man. It's not telling you how to be saved, or, you know, if they may tell them get saved at best, but they're not telling them how to stay saved. They're not telling them how to watch out for their mind. They're not telling them how to watch your spirit. They're not telling them how to watch their surroundings. They're not telling them don't go around things that war against your flesh. They're not telling them how the wages of sin is death. They're not telling them these things. They're just keeping it very basic. And when you keep it basic, there's no knowledge and no understanding. There's no wisdom. See, you need knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and the truth all together. You need all of those so that you can stand in true salvation, so that you can stand in a way that when you stand before God, your salvation actually holds up. The second reason why Satan is having it where a lot of these churches aren't teaching anything is to keep people from asking questions. This keeps the people from finding out the truth. You got to where a lot of people are not asking any questions about God or the Word of God, and thus they're not being taught. They're not coming into the knowledge. See, you have it where, don't get me wrong, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But if you look at it where when the people were around Christ, don't get me wrong, you had it where a lot of people were being healed. But, okay, prime example, you look at the apostles. When they needed to know something, they came and asked Christ questions to learn. They asked Christ, when you were talking that parable, break it down to us. What were you talking about? Why would you say this to them? What did you mean by this? What did you mean by that? Teach us how to pray. The Jesus Christ broke the Word of God down to them. But you got to wear in today's time, people aren't asking about the Word of God. Why? Because Satan has you put in a position where you have no interest in the Word of God to ask about it. And if you have no interest in the Word to ask about it, it means you don't want to learn about it. And if you don't want to learn about it, how can you use it? You can't use something you don't know how to use. How can I use a gun if I don't know I'm supposed to pull the trigger? How can I use a gun if I don't know that I'm supposed to load the thing? How am I supposed to load it if I don't know how to put the bullets in the clip? It's the same way with the Word of God. How can I use the Word of God against Satan when the Word of God is not being taught? How can I grow in my salvation if I don't know how to grow? If I don't know, you look at plants. If you don't know how to properly take care of a plant, it will die. You don't know how to take care of a farm, the crops will die. You don't know how to take care of a house plant, the house plant will die. You, as an individual, if you don't know how to take care of yourself, you will die. We put all this energy into learning all these natural things, how to take care of our bodies, how to take care of our kids, how to take care of plants, how to take care of our cars. What about your spiritual man? How to take care of your spiritual man? That's something that's more important. You want to know why? Because at the end of the day, you can't take this body with you when you die. You can't take the kids, the car, the job, the house, plants, the crops, whatever it is that you're focusing all the energy on trying to learn how to grow those things. You can't take any of that with you. None of that's going to stand before God. But what you do for God will always stand. So therefore, you growing your inner man, you asking questions about, hey, how do I live holy? How do I live righteous? Hey, you ain't necessarily got to go and ask a pastor. Talk to God, because then God will deal with the pastor to preach the Word of God out to you so that you can learn. You need to ask. You need, the Bible says you have not because you ask not. You don't have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding because you didn't ask for it. And if you didn't ask for it, it shows God you have no interest in it. But what you also got to understand, when the word of God is going forth, don't reject the word of God. Because you got to understand, the word of God may not come in a way that you think it's going to come. You may be like, Lord, give me knowledge and wisdom, thinking that God's going to tell you this and tell you that, all these great things. But then God comes and starts revealing things about you that you need to stop doing. He starts revealing things about you that you need to come out of. But this is the reason why a lot of people don't ask, because they don't want to change. And that's another reason why Satan makes sure to keep you from asking, so that you don't change. Because notice, there's a lot of people, when the word of God goes forth, when the word of God is preaching, when the word of God is dealing with their inner man, spiritually speaking, the people are like, leave me alone. Spiritually speaking, the people are like, don't touch that in my life. Spiritually speaking, the people are like, well, that's too much. That's doing too much. Why do I got to give up this? Why do I got to give up that person? Why can't I just be saved and just be the way that I am? I think I'm okay. Own righteousness. Your own frame of mind. And then God looks at that prayer. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to, where those that did ask, he looks at the prayer like, you said you wanted knowledge and wisdom. You said you want an understanding. Here's how it comes. I have to give you an understanding of you. I have to give you an understanding of your mind, your heart, your spirit, your soul, how I am going to deal with you, so that then this way, once you get the understanding, you get yourself right, and then you can turn to others and tell them the same thing that I've told you. You can commit what I've taught you unto other faithful individuals. See, I can't teach you anything. I could not teach you anything until I got myself right. I had to sit under the teaching for years, getting my spirit right. I had to sit under the teaching for years, getting my spirit, my mind, my soul in proper order. There was a lot of things I had to cut out. There was a lot of things I had to stop. There was a lot of things I had to start doing. There's a lot of things I had to stop doing. But I counted the cost. And when I sat down and I said, I want to get saved, I counted the cost way back then. Whatever it takes, I'm going to make it to heaven. Whatever it takes, I'm going to grow. Whatever it takes, I'm going to be a true servant. I counted the cost back then. That's the reason why I continue to this day. I already counted the cost, and I count all things but dung that I may win Christ. Whatever it takes. Don't get me wrong. I have been corrected. I have been rebuked. I have been chastised by the word of God, but I didn't take offense to it, which is the reason why a lot of people aren't growing. So you get where a lot of people hear the word of God and they take offense to it. I didn't take offense to it. I looked at it as love. I didn't take offense to it. I looked at it, that's my ticket to grow. This is why I'm saying, when the word of God goes forth, it may not come in the way that you think that it's going to come. You may think that the word of God is going to tell you about this person, that person. It's going to tell you how the devil is bad. It's going to, no. Word of God, it will come in a full 360 and come at you. Come and tell you about you. Tell you what's in your heart. Tell you what's in your mind. So when the word of God goes forth, don't shun it. Don't be afraid of God. Don't be afraid of the Spirit of God. The Word of God is here for correction. God is not revealing these things in you because he wants to make fun of you, or he hates you, or he doesn't like you. He's trying to get you in a position where you get these things out. Notice how for like a holiday feast, right? Like Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner or Easter dinner. Notice how we try to do everything we can to prepare our home and prepare the food, and we want everything to be perfect. That's the same way that God is doing. God is trying to get you in a position where you prepare yourself, where everything is perfect, so that he can come in and sup with you, so that he can come in and live in you. God is trying just to arrange things so he can make your vessel his home. We say we want God to come in, but when he says, okay, I don't like the way the furniture is arranged in this home. You want me to come in and live here? All right. I want the couches over there. I want the beds over there. I want the toilet in the bathroom, not in the kitchen. I want the front yard in the front, the backyard in the back. I want the side doors fully functioning, but I want them locked. I want the back door locked. I want the front door where only I can come in. I want the windows open. Let the sun turn the house this way so the sun can shine. God is coming in and he's arranging your home the way, and a lot of us are like, I like my couch where it is. No, keep the toilet in the kitchen. It's more convenient. What do I mean by that? Meaning we come in, we want, when the word of God goes forth, we show God, no, I want to stay messed up. I want to stay confused. It's easier. I want to stay the way that I am, because if I stay the way that I am, it keeps me in a position where I can feel comfortable. And look, not about you. When you come to God, it's about God. Because when you need help, that's going to be the person you turn to. When you need deliverance, that's going to be the person you turn to. When you die, that's going to be the person that claims you. He's going to claim you. Mind you, I'm not necessarily saying he's going to bring you to heaven. I said he's going to claim you. Why? You belong to him. Remember, that breath that you breathe in and out every day, every second of every day, was given to you by him. You're on borrowed time. So get yourself in order so that when the great fall away happens one way or another, be it the full event comes in full swing or you die and God comes and judges you, were you a part of the great fall away or not, you can stand before God and say, Lord, I didn't fall away. I was front and center the whole time. From the day you saved me to the day I died, I was front and center the whole time. However it is you wanted me to be, whatever it is you wanted me to do, I was standing right there. I got rebuked, I got chastised, but I didn't move. The only time I move is when you move, and I was right there the whole time. If you step back, I step back. If you step forward, I step forward. Where you went, I went. I stayed with you the whole time. I didn't draw back. I didn't run away. I didn't let you move, and I stayed in my same spot. No. I followed the Spirit wherever the Spirit went. Number three, another reason why Satan is trying to make it to where the churches get weak so that they can be a part of the great following. Number three is so no one will know what salvation truly is. He's weakening the churches so that no one will know what salvation truly is. So you have it where a lot of these churches are preaching salvation. They're trying to, but they don't have the knowledge. You can tell they don't have the knowledge. Look at what they tell the people they can still do when they get saved. They go and they tell the people, yeah, you should get saved and blah, 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 blah. But then they still let them drink. They still let them smoke. They still let them hang out with people. They're not breaking down how holiness works. Hey, okay, you got saved. All right, look, you need to come out from amongst sinners. You don't need to be going around nothing that wars against your flesh. You need to stay more in your Bible. You need to do this. You need to do that. Stop doing this. Start doing more of that. Study more. Pray more. Give more time to God. No, a lot of these churches are just like, yeah, get saved. Come on and get saved. Yeah, you're saved now? Come on and get baptized. And then the people get saved, they get dunked in the water, and then they come out and they're still living any kind of way. Why? Because Satan has weakened the church to where the churches don't really fully know what true salvation is. They don't know the full extent of salvation. They don't. So therefore, because they don't know, they can't teach it. Because they have a lack of understanding, they can't give you an understanding. They have a lack of knowledge, so they give you the same lack of knowledge that they have. And that's how it works. What they do and what they don't do, they pass down to you. Then you go thinking that you have the whole thing, and you don't. So the question is, how do you get it if it's not being given to you? If I don't give you an apple, you don't have an apple. Another way that they do it, so the right way is not revealed. So see, If you don't know what salvation truly is, if the word of God is not being preached, if there's no knowledge and wisdom and understanding, then the right way cannot be revealed unto you. If the truth of the word of God is not being preached, then the right way is not being revealed unto you and how salvation is supposed to operate and what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to operate. It's not being revealed to you. So therefore, if it's not being revealed to you, how can you go the right way if you don't know the right way to go? You can't. You won't. And you're not asking for it, so therefore, so Satan is using your lack of knowledge, your refusal of knowledge, because you do have where some are getting the knowledge. You got to where some are getting the knowledge. At my church, we're getting the knowledge. That's how come I'm able to relay it unto you. But you still have it where some, even at our church, are refusing the knowledge. You got to where some are getting, they're not getting the knowledge at all. And you got others are just fully rejecting and refusing the knowledge. So then what? So then what? What happens to the people then? They don't have salvation. That's what happens. When they don't have salvation, they have nothing to go on. They have nothing to carry them over. They have nothing to stand on. The Bible says that the foundation of the righteous is destroyed. What shall the righteous do? Well, what the hell what do you do when there was no foundation to begin with? Then what? It's easy for somebody else to come and build a foundation. And if that foundation is not a sturdy or stable foundation, you still wind up in the same position as if you didn't have a foundation at all. What's the other way? People thinking that they can live any kind of way they want. Now, this goes into an act of self-righteousness. This goes into an act of believing what you want. This goes into an act of thinking any kind of way that you want. This goes into an act of when the word of God goes forth, when the word of God goes forth in time, that's not the time to be asking questions. It's time to listen. And it's not the time to be asking, well, why this and why that and why this and why. No. Now it's time to listen and learn. Because when the word of God is going forth, it is time to open you. Again, like I was saying earlier, that's the time to open your hearts, open your mind, open your spirit. Let the word of God come in. Let the word of God seep in and let it, and it'll answer just about every question you have. But make sure that these aren't questions that lead to your own righteousness or your own way of thinking. So you got questions that are true, honest questions like, well, how do I do this? Or what do I do? Or, you know, what do I do in this case? And so forth and so forth. And then you got those self-righteous questions. Well, why do you have to preach on that? You got the self-righteous questions. Well, does it really take all that? You know, I believe that, you know, it's such and such. I think that, you know, yeah, you're telling me this, but, you know, I mean, I'm doing okay. So, I mean, I think I'm doing okay. Watch out for that. See, that's another way that Satan comes in with that great following, because you got to where a lot of people have their own mind. And don't get me wrong, it's good to have your own mind in certain conditions. You want to have your own mind when it comes to fashion? Knock yourself out. You want to have your own mind as to what path you want to choose for your career in life? Knock yourself out. Comes down to God, you better have the mind of Christ. Let us obey the same thing. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us obey the same thing. That's what the Bible says. Follow me as I follow Christ. You should be following your pastor as he follows Christ, providing he's a good pastor to follow. Let us all have the mind of Christ. It all tells us how we're all, it tells us the kind of mind that we should have. We fall in the bandwagon in the wrong areas. We want to fall in the bandwagon as far as popularity. We want to fall in the bandwagon as far as who's, you know, not being talked about. Hey, we talk about that guy. Hey, I'm one of the cool guys. Hey, I'm one of the people that fits in with the crowd. No. That's not the time to be on the bandwagon. The time to be on the bandwagon is when it says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's the bandwagon you need to be on. The bandwagon you need to be on is a bandwagon that stands before God and says, well done. The bandwagon I want to be on is a bandwagon of the individuals who got the talents and they multiplied talents. Let me be on that bandwagon. I don't want to be on the bandwagon with the individual that said he went and buried his talent. That's the wrong bandwagon to be on. We want to fit in with the wrong kind of crowd. We want to think in the wrong kind of way. Oh, everybody else thinks this way, so that must be the way to go. What did God say, though? See, you got a lot of times when you have your own righteousness, you've got your own frame of mind, you've got your own way of doing things, you don't look at how God wants you to do it. You look at you. Well, I believe this, and I believe that, and I think this. And in the process of that happening, you reject God. This is the reason why I was saying earlier, you have those that don't have knowledge and wisdom because it was never taught to them. And you have those that don't have knowledge and wisdom because they rejected it. Because when the word of God came forward to them, they said, I think this, I believe that. And then those are the ones that are easily deceived. And notice what the Bible said. Satan and those that he deceived were thrown in the lake of fire. That's hell. That's eternal damnation. That is eternal suffering. You can just say, you can tell it's the time of the great fall away, right? Look at how the churches are deceiving the people. Look at how the people are doing what they want to do. Look at how the people have their own mind. Look at how the people don't want, they don't want holiness. They don't want righteousness. They want church. You got a lot of people, they want church. They don't want the holiness and the righteousness. Because the holiness and the righteousness tells them how they have to be. But see, man nowadays wants to, they just want, oh, well, I, you know, I'm okay. See, that's the reason why the Bible tells us, your ways are not my ways, your thoughts are not my thoughts. So as I am higher than you, so are my ways and my thoughts higher than yours. What is God saying, telling us in the Word of God there? He's saying, look, what you think is okay, I don't think it's okay. What you think is acceptable, I don't accept. Follow me in what I tell you to do. But when the word of God goes forth, everybody kind of, they want to back up. No, you should move forward. Don't be afraid of the word of God. Don't be afraid of teaching. But again, as I say, and like I said, I say this, and just about every message that I preach, I say this in just about every message. Do not go to just any church. Don't. It's doing you no good. You got a lot of you are in churches. A lot of you all are in churches that you know you should have left years ago. I suggest you leave and go find your church, a real church. If you don't know what a real church is, well, if you're listening to this podcast, you don't know what a real church is, take my teaching and compare it to the pastor's teaching. If his teaching is at my level or greater, you're probably in the right church. For those of you that can't, now mind you, this is for those of you that can't, you know, go on YouTube. Because anybody that can go on YouTube, by all means, just turn on YouTube and go to the Word Evangelist Church channel where Prophet Townsend is teaching. And you, I assure you, you found the right church right there. Hell, if you got to sit there and be have him just be your pastor through YouTube, you do what you got to do to get saved. You do what you got to do to escape the wrath of God. You do what you have to do so that you're not a part of this great fall away. There are other churches out there that are preaching holiness. I only know of my church. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to down anybody else's church. I'm just saying what I know. I know my church. I know my pastor. This is the reason why I tell you guys, hell, by all means, please hop over to the channel. Hop over to the YouTube channel, Word Evangelistic Church. Go to wordevangelisticchurch.com. I tell you guys this all the time, all the time, all the time. Hop on over. Go listen to him. If you stop listening to me, fine. As long as you're listening to him, I want you saved. End of the day, that's what I want. I want you to be saved the right way, not just any kind of way. I want you to escape this great fall away. I want you to pass the judgment of Christ, because I know I sure as hell am going to pass it. Listen, if I didn't fail tests when I was in school, if I fought like hell not to fail tests when I was in high school, grammar school, college, I sure as hell am going to fight like hell not to fail this test, the eternal test that's going to determine where I go in life for eternity. I'm not failing that test. And I hope you don't fail it either. I thank you guys for tuning in. As you guys know, Reverend Lyle Lewis from the Word Evangelistic Church. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. By all means, please like this. Please go ahead and, you know, hop over to the YouTube channel and, you know, click like, subscribe, whatever the case may be, so that we can get this message in front of other people, or we can make sure that whatever broadcast you are on, whatever podcast broadcast you are on, wherever this podcast is being broadcast, it can be broadcast to an even greater audience. All right. I'm not necessarily asking because I want the fame and all this other kind of stuff. That's for my other garbage, goofy YouTube channel. No. This I'm asking you to do this is because that's just what the algorithm calls for. The more people that like it, the more that they will reveal it unto other people. All right. I just want you guys to hear what the Word of God has to say. And by all means, I want you guys to come over, listen to my pastor. Again, for those of you that don't know, Word Evangelistic Church on YouTube, or just Google Prophet Townsend, or, you know, wordevangelisticchurch.com. By all means, you guys will be sent somewhere where you will hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So until next week, same time, same bat time, same bat channel. I am Reverend Lewis, signing off. Be safe. Stay safe. God bless.